welcome to my podcast. This is Sierra, and I kind of decided I wanted to start doing podcasts. And if you hear a little bit of background noises, that's actually because I'm driving. Do not worry. I have my headphones in, which you'll think is weird later when I explain some. But it has a microphone so I can multitask. Just because I can't hear music, I'm actually deaf. And so I can feel vibrations, but I was driving home from the city. I live in a small town outside the city in Oklahoma, and I was heading out of the city, and I was like, you know what? Why not start it now? Just because when I'm driving home, a lot of times I literally could talk for hours. I'm not even lying. I could call somebody and just chit-chat the whole time, and I think a lot of it is because I don't mind driving, but I find it kind of, I guess, boring after a while. But I figured I would do an introduction, I guess, podcast over a little bit about me and then kind of what I would like to do on here. So a little bit about me. I'm 18 years old. I'm a teen mom. I got pregnant with my daughter at 16, had her at 17. Her name is Faye Lynn. Faye Lynn is one full name. I call her Faye. It's her nickname, I guess. And I can't say single teen mom, but consider that because Faye's biological father is not in her life. He hasn't been since she's been about 3 months old, I would say. And I do have a boyfriend who is in the military now. I've known him for almost 5 years now. And we've been friends for so long, and then I guess we decided to date. He went into boot camp a couple of months ago. He's about to graduate, and he'll become a full Marine. So, yeah, that's just a little bit about us. Faye is almost 11 months. She'll be 11 months in 6 days from today. Today is August 19th, so the 25th. She'll be 11 months old. Her birthday is September, of course. So, the podcast that I would like to do, and I'm sorry if this is all over the place or awkward, this is just my first one I've done, so hopefully it'll get better from here, but I would like to do struggles as, one, a deaf person, which I want to give you guys more on a background, but I want to do a full podcast dedicated to that because there's a lot to that. And then I want to do struggles with depression and anxiety and stuff like that because I do have it. I'm not even going to lie. I do struggle, and I think everybody struggles at it with some type of level, whether it be very tiny or rather it affect their day-to-day life. And then postpartum depression after having a baby. And then what's it like being a single teen mom because my boyfriend does not pay for any of her things right now. And then as a deaf mom and just a deaf person in general. And I kind of want to do all kinds of different topics. Maybe how to sleep train, just a lot of talking. And I wanted to do a YouTube video at one point, but I feel like I'm way too shy on that. And I think with podcasts, you could talk, but nobody's seeing you. So you feel like you're still private. I don't know how to explain it. It feels like you're just having a one-on-one conversation with somebody, which I kind of like. I guess you can't really say listen, but Kaylin's Coffee Talk, I love hers. I found her off of Spotify because, again, I can feel the vibrations of music, and I like that when I'm working out and stuff. But I have these apps and all kinds of ways to translate her podcast, and I love to read them when I'm in the bath or right before bed and everything. And I read hers a lot, and she's been doing this, I want to say, a couple months. She posts one every Monday, and hers are they make you think a lot, which I like. And I like how she gives her opinions and kind of gives analogies and stuff to explain it, and different techniques. She tries to give you different ways to deal with it and different effects, and kind of get you to look at it in a different perspective, which I absolutely love. So she kind of got me wanted to start doing this to not only to kind of, I want to help others, but just, I guess, help others, inspire others to be able to do things like this, because it's not, easy. It's not everyday life struggles isn't easy, and everybody copes with everything differently, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And so I would like to start doing these actually a couple times a week, just because I wish you could say it'll be a little, my time frame's open. So I am having to get on disability because I'm deaf and I'm still getting surgeries. I've had 12 surgeries and I still have 3 to 4 more to go at least. And and I also want to do video or podcast over what it's like being a military girlfriend, because a lot of people don't think about the struggles because you're not the wife. And to be honest, there's still a lot of struggles that come with just being the girlfriend too. And I kind of want to explain what that's like and all this other stuff. So I just want this to be a place where you can come and listen and maybe hopefully take something from it and kind of understand others too. That being said, I would eventually like to start a YouTube channel, but I think right now I'm in a place where podcasts work best. I'm also still a senior in high school, but I do online school. I got pregnant sophomore year, and I had her my junior year, and I had to take a semester off, which I didn't get behind or anything, because that second semester of my junior year, I got all caught up and everything was fine. I'm actually still graduating early, which is nice, but I am still a senior in high school. So I'm a stay-at-home mom, senior in high school. I do the online school. And so I do have pretty much a busy schedule a lot, because I see a lot of doctors. They see her doctors. And then I live with my grandparents currently, right now. And we go to my grandma's, a lot of her doctor's appointments, because a lot of times she doesn't go alone. So because my grandfather likes to work still. So, like I said, I stay pretty busy, but I think doing podcasts a couple times a week could not only be fun, but just to inspire and help others. So this podcast will probably be a little shorter than most. A lot of them will probably be really long, and I've got to kind of slow down with talking. I feel like I'm talking at 100 miles per hour. If you're wondering why I am able to speak, because a lot of deaf people can't speak, I had pretty much cholesteatomia, which is eye cancer, and we found that when I was in first grade. So I was able to start speaking here up to that point. For memory, I don't remember ever being able to really hear. But I was able to learn to talk. And so, of course, I can speak. So I will go more into depth on that on another video. So, if you guys, I'm still trying to figure out like a title right now, what I want to name my, I guess you call it, channel. But yeah, so I'm sorry if this was a little shorter than normal. It will start getting longer, but this was just my first one, like an introduction. And I hope you guys enjoy and have a wonderful day.